DC's fire chief, Dennis Rubin, was sitting in the first base box, and earlier this week he was enjoying the game, I think, with his grandson. And the Star Spangled Banner played, and the fireworks went off, part of the magical experience at the Nats ballpark. And the chief realized that some ash from the fireworks came raining down and hit him and his shirt. And he thought, well, if it hits me, it could be hitting other people too. And so the chief got out of his seat. He made some calls, and he went and actually spoke with the people at the command center there at Nationals Park, and said that he didn't want any more fireworks to be set off until he launched an investigation.
What happened with that investigation? It didn't take very long.
Of course, there was a lot of hubbub about the fact that the chief had ordered that the fireworks be stopped. Initially, Fire Chief Dennis Rubin said that he thought that we're going to have to move where they set the fireworks off from. In fact, they'd already moved it twice this year. That they started off setting off the fireworks from someplace in center field, but there was too much fallout on the people who were in the stands there. They moved it back behind home plate, way up on the roof, and that's where they were shut off on the night that it hit Dennis Rubin. So Rubin was saying that he thought they were going to have to move it out to a barge in the Anacostia River.
Wow.
to fire them so that it would be totally safe. And of course, that left some people thinking, well, are they ever going to be able to make that happen? Within 24 hours, apparently the chief was convinced that they could, in fact, set off the fireworks from behind home plate if they changed the composition of the fireworks and if they pointed them in a slightly different direction.
How often do they shoot off fireworks?
Well, the fireworks are set off whenever the Nationals win a game, and also whenever they hit a home run.
Right. Yeah.
And they do that.
And they have specific nights, like Friday nights they'll often have fireworks nights, and so after the game they'll set off fireworks. It's right. Very nice.
From what I understand, it is a very nice experience.
Well, our morning guy, Tom Temin, he actually had the same thing happen where ash came down on him. And, I mean, I would imagine that it has a little bit to do with the wind direction and stuff.
True. I'm sure the concern was that what if the ash that comes down has a little bit of a burning ember in it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the chief's concern. But since then, the fireworks have been set off again after they made the decision to slightly tweak the procedure, and for the last couple of nights, they have been set off.
Did it cost any extra money, or is it just a matter of relocation? I mean, if they had to change the composition of the fireworks, did they have to change?
I didn't even know there were compositions of fireworks.
Oh, sure, there are.
Well, that was one of, you know, who knows exactly what happened? Who knows exactly what they did change? I think that the most important thing is they changed the direction, and people who have been at the ballpark say that it's a slightly less forceful
right
explosion.